Tonight on TMS PM, clear skies to rain.
Weird Muppet stuff coming.
Bill Murray did a little cleaning up.
Instagram man butt is a thing.
Subway says no to Jared.
Dan the board game man.
Your questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Pull up a chair and listen. Damn it. This is TMS PM for Thursday, July 9th, 2015. I'm Scott. That's Brian.
Yes. Hello. Hi.
I did a 3-miler today.
Ooh.
And I came back to take a shower and I thought, all right, I'll get back. It was basically kind of vague. I got a bunch of work done. Go out, run for an hour.
This is a running thing, not a bathroom
thing.
Yeah,
running outside. Right. Running thing. So I go run. I come home and I'll tell you, there's other stuff I could tell you. I'll save that. But anyway, so I go do that. I come back. I get in the shower. I'm thinking I'm going to be showered and ready for this show here that we have, but I'm going to have like an hour buffer in front of it so I can get some other stuff done. And I showered, and I put on some clothes, and I went and kind of sat on the couch, and then I fell asleep. And I woke up like 20 minutes ago. So, you know that feeling of like you just got up? That's how I feel right now.
Yeah, kind of that groggy web head kind of stuff.
I don't like it. I don't like that feeling I have right now.
No.
But it's okay. We're here to do a show. We're glad to be here. The weather is insane. I swear that's what made me fall asleep. Like, when the weather changes drastically, I have sleep problems. Mm-hmm. It just happens every time. So today it was hot, sunny, and clear all morning, and then suddenly freaking the eye of Mordor came glancing over the hill, and this thing came over the hill like a giant black hovering nightmare.
I have deemed that the weather is too nice. I must crush the weather.
It's too clear here. And it came over, bowled over us, and then rained for like the last hour and a half with horrible thunderstorms. So I don't know what's going on. What's going on, July? July, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Well,
what are you?
We've had nice weather for a change. It's been, Colorado's just been crazy rainy for like the last month and a half.
This feels like an offshoot from you guys a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're finally getting our crap.
It's blowing in from the east.
Mm-hmm.
Over them Rocky Mountains, and I like to get all apocalyptic about it. So if you don't hear from me Monday, I love everyone and I'll miss you. Let's get into it. We got a show. It's got news, and that part of the show begins like this.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the evening news brought to you by.
This week on a half mini episode of Tell It Anyway, I guess it's like, Tell it quickly is what that should be called.
Tell it very quickly, anyway.
Tell it. Long story short, Jenny and Matt interview their new personal assistant. Oh, that's going to be awesome. And folks, she's trying really hard to do a good job. Check it out on tellitanyway.com.
I have a feeling there's more to that story than we can
sounds like it, right? Like, yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, it'll be good. All right, let's do some news. So later, Dan will be here. We'll talk about board games. Normally, we do our app reviews, but I haven't touched apps for a while. I feel like I've been, other than Apple Music, I haven't tried anything.
So. Kind of glad. Yeah, really, Apple Music I've tried, and I downloaded a new Star Wars app, like the official Star Wars app.
Yeah, what does that do for you? Oh, it's got like calendar
like
stuff. And
calendar and soundboard. If I click on it right now, I tell you, it is the first time I've clicked on it.
Well, let's hear if it makes a sound.
You're pushing it on the Duke. I don't think, maybe it didn't automatically download. Maybe my settings, that's weird. I thought my settings were to automatically download new apps.
Oh, well, there it is.
Okay.
Didn't happen. It's all right. Maybe by the end of the show, we'll see. Brian Henson. I can't believe this is happening. Brian Henson, son of Jim Henson.
Yep.
Of the Muppet fames there. His puppet noir movie is actually going to happen. Now this is something that's been rumored forever, and there's been a lot of talk about it, and there was like a lot of talk that it would never get made because it was just a little too edgy, a little too dark, a little too weird for Muppets.
Okay. But
apparently it's happening. Help, help, it's happening.
Cross that one off your bingo spaces.
Exactly. It's called The Happy Time Murders, And it is.
It is not really.
It really is. This is the truth. This is Brian Henson's weird, grim take. Yeah.
So if there was any question about kind of whether it was going to be too dark
for the youngins, who knows? But I think, I don't know, maybe they kind of finally came to the conclusion that Muppets now span such a huge generational swath that there are old people who love the Muppets and would probably be happy to have something like this.
Yeah, and this probably, and having a name like that, it probably does tell the parents, all right, you may want to keep the kids away from this one. Whereas if it was something like Muppets in
space.
I was thinking Muppets in Noir.
Oh yeah, Muppets in Noir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be as much. I was trying to come up with the name of that that stupid Patrick Stewart detective character. Don't listen to him, Gloria.
Gloria, he's lying. What's the name of it? Oh, chat room, you got to pipe in here now.
I'm hoping to get it before the chat room. Dixon Hill.
Oh, is that it?
I got it before the chat room, people.
Here's the clip.
Don't listen to him, Gloria. He's lying.
Ugh. Yeah, so Muppets and Dixon Hill, you know, kind of thing.
Sure. That would have been misleading. But this one, nope. The Happy Time Murders right there on the name. It is a world where Muppets and humans live alongside each other. It has been in development limbo for years. But it looks like Jim Henson Company has finally got the ball rolling on the project. Coming to the big screen. Hollywood Reporter says they partner with STX Entertainment to put it in active development. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. That follows the story of an alcoholic ex-LAPD detective puppet investigating the gruesome murders of the former puppet stars of the 1980s kid show alongside his human ex-partner, which honestly sounds like a pretty damn fantastic setup for a film.
Yeah, it actually really does.
Yeah, I'm super.
So that's how it's going to be done. It's going to be a film as opposed to like a recurring TV show.
Yeah, yeah. This is in the movie theaters, dude. You will go and buy a ticket for something called The Happy Time Murders, and I'm guessing it'll be PG-13.
This looks the photo,
the black and white,
the mock-up thing here. Oh no, I haven't scrolled down.
You're right. It is in color. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's though.
This Muppet Lane here with all the stuffing out all over the place.
Right. Mouth agape, and then this mean-looking Muppet sitting on the edge of the desk getting interrogated.
Yeah, this is, I can't even tell you how exciting this sounds.
Chat room, here is a link because we love you.
Yeah, well, only because we love you, though. Not because you're not distracting or whatever. You're all wonderful people. We love you.
That's right.
Bill Murray in the news. He was on the Comic-Con panel today, by the way. I don't know what for. I don't know what the deal was, but he showed up, but that's not the news. I'll have to wait to hear more about that. Oh, did you download that Azeroth 3D virtual reality thing that came out?
No.
Warcraft movie? Oh, man. Okay, so
what?
I've watched it a couple of times, but I'm going to wait until my Google Cardboard gets here because I ordered it from Amazon. It was like $10 or something.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to see it in like the actual VR. Google Cardboard VR.
Oh, is this what you and Nicole were talking about? All I could find was you guys were talking about Hulu. I didn't think you were talking about...
Yeah, no, she got confused about what I was replying to her about. She had two tweets. One was about this 3D thing, and I had already seen it. Somebody on my Warcraft channel had already posted it, but basically, I think it originated with the director of the film, but it's basically a 360-degree camera view of you sitting on a griffin riding over what is... Stormwind in the movie.
Oh, wow.
And it's 360 degrees. So you can, the phone's motion detectors have you, you know, moving anywhere you want to look. You can take any view you want, up, down, anywhere. It's all complete surround view.
Yeah, yeah.
But it clearly is meant to be put in right in front of my face, and I don't have an apparatus to do it yet. I know you can, there's like stuff you can get online, like templates, and cut out your own cardboard Google box thing, but mm-hmm. I'm not, I don't have time. Jeez, so I just ordered it. Well, it's just $10. No big deal. So when that gets here, I'll see it there too. But you definitely should check it out, dude. I'm totally gonna
find it and download that. That sounds awesome. First I'm gonna buy one of those Google Cardboard things myself. I'm actually
I got it on Amazon for like, I don't know, 10 or 12.
Yeah, $16.99 for this one. The most popular one on Amazon
is the most expensive.
No. Let's see here.
I know there's some that are actually, you know, they go all the way. It's based on that spec, but they build it in plastic and other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's only the most expensive by a couple bucks, but it's the one that is the number one bestseller in video display glasses and 293 positive reviews. I'm just going to buy it.
I think that may have been
$16 bucks. I think I feel okay about that.
You feel all right about that? I think that may have been the one I got. I thought it was
I'm not going to spend another $8 so that I can have it tomorrow.
No. No. You got to. These are good decisions you're making.
Yeah.
You should definitely check that out. It is really cool, and it's the Legendary Entertainment app, and they have other movies in there too. It's not just this.
Really? Oh, this sounds awesome. This is super neat. What the thing we've been wanting, right? Mm-hmm. The thing we've been hoping for, dreaming of.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. So cool. There's that. And you can see like where Deathwing would have been, like not then, obviously, because it's way in the future, but you can see like important landmarks in Stormwind that you've never seen in this kind of reality before. It's pretty neat.
That's really cool.
Anyway,
it is right there, Legendary VR.
Yeah, and the sound's really good, so you want to put your earbuds in when you do it.
You can be a Pacific Rim Jaeger pilot.
Yeah, you can do there's a bunch of stuff. There's that. There's something with that new horror game that Nicole says is going to make me feel like a baby and not want to come out of bed. There's a few things.
Oh, man, I'm all over this.
Yeah, wow. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So anybody with an Android phone or an iPhone can use it in Google Cardboard, and it works. So there you go.
I'm thinking I'm just going to take a couple of toilet paper tubes, cut them in half, tape them together, and stick them on my face.
That'll totally work.
It'll probably work.
Yeah, it'll absolutely be nothing wrong with that idea. I don't want to deter you one bit in your great idea.
We'll take a picture of it, and people will say, wow, now he looks even more like a minion.
There you go. Bill Murray, a favorite around here, I think. We all love Bill Murray. Mm-hmm. He helped clean up after a Grateful Dead show. He was the last fan standing at the Grateful Dead's final show of their Fare Thee Well concert series. About 70,000, I don't know if you probably heard about this concert, but this thing is making them so much money, it's ridiculous. About 70,000 Deadheads gathered at Chicago Soldiers Field to hear the band's last show ever, but a backstage source said that well after they closed, with encores of Touch of Grey and Addicts of My Life, rather, Bill Murray, stayed late and helped the stadium cleaning crew at the end of the night.
Whoa, that's awesome.
How amazing is that?
Look at him.
He was photographed. He's from Chicago, so that's probably a good reason to be there. But anyway, he was photographed in the crowd earlier as well in a psychedelic patterned shirt along with hodgepodge of other VIPs, including Katy Perry, John Mayer. They're hanging out, doing their thing. Game of Thrones guru George R. Martin. We should be home writing. What are you doing at a concert?
Yeah, I was going to say, all these people... Katy Perry, I don't see her as a Deadhead fan.
Not really. I could see John.
As a Deadhead.
I could see her and John Mayer pretending to be that, though. You know, trying to be all hipster about, yeah, man, right. we know where our influences are, man.
Do Uncle John's band. Do that one. We know that one. No, what's this long song?
Teach your children well. That's the Grateful Dead, right?
Right. And this photo is probably the best thing because you've got, you know, 1,000 people visible kind of in the background here, mm-hmm. including Bill Murray right at the forefront. Nobody is looking the same direction as anybody else.
Nope.
It's like they're all like somebody just unleashed a bunch of bees into the crowd. Yeah. And they're all looking at the bees.
Bees, millions of bees. Chloe 70, or however you say her name, she was there. David Axelrod, Senator Al Franken, Bill Walton, Perry Farrell. I love Perry Farrell because he's the guy in the 1990s who got up on MTV talking about not wanting to pollute our oceans and said, listen, man, how would you like it if I came over to your house and took a dump in your tub? Still one of the greatest things I ever heard in my life.
Oh, man.
Anyway, there's that.
Yeah, we have a friend who went, Brett from Apple, went to this concert.
Oh, we love Brett from Apple.
Because he went backstage back in 1995 to like one of the last concerts when it passed through Chicago. So this was kind of like it was a good bookmark for him, right? It was like kind of the ending closure of it. Mm-hmm. And he sent me some photos of the stadium filled with these people. Soldier Field, completely filled to the rim with all of these people.
Yeah, I'm sure there was not much room to spare because that's not the biggest baseball stadium in the world.
It isn't, no.
That sounds awful. I hate crowds like that.
Yeah, and that would be an incredible crowd here. I'm just going to go ahead and copy.
Hey, do all the leaves are brown for me and John Mayer.
Wait, dead milkman? Is that who we're seeing?
What?
Dead Kennedys?
The dead Kennedys. Where? Oh, is that you mean that's her saying that? Oh, yeah.
That's Katy Perry.
I can totally hear her saying that. It's like, oh, these are great.
I love the Dead Hot Chili Peppers.
They're awesome. Oh, the Dead Hot Chili Peppers, Flea, and that that guy from Point Break is in it.
They're awesome.
They're great. All right, we actually like Katy Perry.
I like Katy Perry.
Yeah, we're kind of as pop sensations go. I think she's high on our list of people we like
for sure. Her and I like Pink.
Yeah, Pink's good. I like Pink.
Pink has defined herself as much more than kind of the flash in the pan 15 minutes singer that we assumed she would be when she first appeared.
Yeah, I would agree. Did you, you posted something about her on Twitter today.
Yes.
You're thinking a lot about Pink lately. I like
that. She just was at the forefront of my mind. My tweet was about the Ariana Grande thing about her licking donuts.
Oh, right. Mm. Oh, now I got it. It just hit me. And moving on.
Thank you for not asking me to explain it on the show.
By the way, Ariana Grande, still think her video with the robot shooting stuff is cool. I like that video a lot.
Yeah. She hates America, though, Scott. So you liking Ariana Grande is like you saying, I hate America.
I like the Dixie Chicks. I also hate America.
Now you just totally hate America.
Yeah. I like, hold on. Does it equal out if I like Kenny Chesney? Does that bring it back around?
Sure.
I actually don't like
Kenny
Chesney.
Only if you like Toby Keith, though.
Oh,
Toby
that's
Keith
right.
Toby Keith will absolve all of your Ariana Grande Dixie Chick sins.
He will bring back balance in the country for us.
He loves this bar and he loves Merca.
Merca. Instagram Buttman. Buttman. Or Man Butt, sorry.
Yeah, come on.
Oops.
What's Man Butt's power?
Man Butt's power. Ooh.
Since that's turned around, I'm going to turn around on you.
Man Butt. able to never be sexy, no matter who's looking at you. Excelsior.
Good point.
All right, move over, Justin Bieber. There's a new butt in town. Chrissy Teigen.
Teigen. Chrissy Teigen.
I don't know who that is.
Visit What Tyler Durden Would Do or whatever that website was.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah, I haven't been there in a while. Yeah. She's somebody popular now with
the
kids.
She is. She's a current model hottie.
Okay, great. She snapped a photo of her hottie husband, John Legend. Now, I am familiar with John Legend, the legend of John Legend.
Sure.
Sure. From behind on Tuesday night, the Instagram post, which garnered over 100,000 likes in the first couple of hours, shows Legend standing naked in front of a TV while Teigen covers up the majority of his backside with her knee. Oh, that's her knee.
It's her knee, apparently, with like a probably a blanket on it. I'm guessing from this photo, they were in a hotel room. They finished doing it. He got up to check his voicemail, and she snapped a photo.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. You look at this photo. It's,
you know what's up.
Yeah, this. He's not.
Wow, that's nice. Vacationing Bieber is up to 1.9 million likes, so Legend has some catching up to do. But there's a feeling that maybe there's a trend, and our very own Jenny Josephson would like to request Chris Pine, which she says three times with exclamation points afterwards.
Oh, well, that's what happens. If you say Chris Pine three times, then he will take a picture of his butt on Instagram.
And then,
and then
Captain Kirk will shoot bees at you from his mouth. So watch for that.
Well done.
Subway. Oh, this is creepy news. Okay. Subway suspends Jared. You know Jared? With the big pants and the, I ate Subway every day and lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, yeah.
They've suspended him as any kind of spokesperson amid child porn probe.
Oh, no.
Please don't use probe. The feds raided Subway sandwich shop spokesman Jared Fogle's home as part of a kiddie porn probe Tuesday. And sources told the Post that the married 37-year-old is a target in the investigation. They have search warrants and raided his place and confiscated a bunch of electronics. One would assume computers and hard drives. Law enforcement source said of the 6:30 a.m. sweep of Fogle's house in the Indianapolis suburb of Zionsville said, quote, he is a target, unquote. FBI agents, state police, and U.S. postal investigators have been seen entering the home and taking items out to mobile forensic vans in the driveway. At one point, Fogle was spotted leaving the trailer with an official and entering his $500,000 house again. Well, he made a bunch of money on getting skinny.
Yeah.
He was whisked from his home in a black Lexus hours later. And let's see, Subway announced it was suspending the relationship with a longtime spokesman, according to the Associated Press. Raid comes about 2 months after executive director of Jared Fogle's foundation, Russell Taylor, was arrested in Indianapolis on federal child porn charges. It was a foundation aimed to reduce childhood obesity. And apparently that guy's busted. Now they're tying it to him. And so it looks like there may be more going on.
Jeez.
Dude, Jared, man.
No kidding.
Did well, I tell you? Know, did I tell I'd you about those... the famous people, dude? You just can't trust any of them.
Fat khakis are basically the same as just those creepy gray sweatpants.
Yeah.
So if he's walking around the neighborhood wearing those fat khakis, hold them out.
Hi, I'm Jared. Keep them away. Play another brick in the wall. All right. Taking a break now.
The Grateful Floyd.
Yeah, the Grateful Floyd. Oh, they're so good. Floyd heads, they call them.
When does Jerry Garcia come out?
Yeah, when's he come out? He's still here, right? all along the watchtower.
Actually, they do a pretty good cover.
Oh, do they have a version of that?
Yeah, of course they do.
Dan, the board game man, will be here in a minute. We'll also answer some of your questions. In the meantime, Brian will divide today's show in half with a song.
Ooh, I will bisect it.
Oh, I
say.
Like that, yeah.
Hi, Scott and Brian. After being laid off from my job 3 weeks after my first Nerdtacular last year, my wife and I hatched a plan to move to Utah. The smart plan would have been to immediately move. I, however, insisted that we stay in California until my oldest son, who was engaged, got married. After almost a year, our crazy plan is finally coming together. My son's wedding is this weekend, and our house is finally in escrow. The timing could not be better, and we'll be house hunting in Utah leading up to our second Nerdtacular. If you could play any good song about or mentioning Utah to welcome us to the state, that would be great. Since I'm skeptical that any good songs about Utah exist, you can just play any cover by or of Oingo Boingo.
Oh,
thanks.
All right.
Matt.
Great. Oh, I'm supposed to play this.
The Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
He didn't mention that,
but I know,
okay.
But it just felt right.
All right. Yeah.
It's hard to explain.
Well, I went right to a second request because I'm a big Oingo Boingo fan. So I immediately kind of locked on to that. That part of the request. Mm-hmm. This is a fun one. This goes all the way back to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie.
Whoa.
Yes.
With Pee Wee Herman and stuff in it.
With Pee Wee Herman and, and I'm drawing a blank on her name from The Getaway with Charlie Sheen, Christy Swanson.
Christy Swanson, right. I didn't hate that movie. I thought it was all right.
No, I didn't hate it either. And I actually admit that the Getaway or The Chase or whatever it's called, it's a total guilty pleasure. I mean, you've got Anthony Kiedis and Flea playing a couple of rednecks in a truck. You've got what's his face, big thick neck, Henry Rollins.
Oh yeah, oh I love Henry Rollins.
I do too.
That guy's great. First mod I played in Quake was a Henry Rollins skin mod,
where so just fattened up everybody's neck.
It was great because everybody had all like bodies on that looked like all tattooed up and had his thick neck and like all the veins and everything, mm-hmm. but the faces were the boss's wife, and we played like that for days.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, very cool.
Anyway.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The soundtrack had this awesome cover on it. It's Susanna Hoffs, former lead singer of the Bangles and current partner to, why do I keep blanking on all these names? You know what? Forget it. I'm not even gonna try and dig up his name.
Oh, married to or something?
No. Just a musical partner. It's the guy who did Matthew Sweet.
Oh,
geez, Louise.
All right.
As soon as I try and come up with something else, that's when I'm able to remember it. So I gotta remember to think of something else.
And for those who don't know, it's like the singer, it's Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
Okay.
The big brown-eyed.
Beautiful.
Well, big brown-eyed. She's smaller in stature than the rest of the band. But
very pretty and very, she was in a couple of movies. She was the one that got popular from the band.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, let's just get to the song before I try and remember something else, because my mind is not working this afternoon.
Mm.
Here is Oingo Boingo's We Close Our Eyes, performed by Susanna Hoffs.
Red.
She is also great looking today.
Yeah.
Look at her. Sheesh. Woo.
She looks amazing.
Yeah. I'd be how would it be to hold up like that, I guess?
Deal with the devil, I think, is what it takes.
Oh, all right. Well, what did I
Well,
know?
Probably not, actually.
While I add Dan to this thing, this segment's actually brought to us by somebody.
Oh,
who's that
it is,
brought
isn't it?
By?
Then I'll quit Googling Susanna Huffs. Have you heard? Podcasting is back. We're always looking for new ways to spread the word about the life-saving gifts of organ, tissue, and eye donation. Inspired by TMS and the Frog Pants family of shows, we decided to start our own podcast. The Gifted Life podcast will improve your knowledge about organ, tissue, and eye donation as we have entertaining and informative conversations about donation. Each episode will address donation in the news, myths about donation, what's new in the community, new technologies, special guest interviews, and much more. The Gifted Life is available on iTunes and other podcast apps, or you can find us at lopa.org/podcast.
All right, this gives me an excuse to use this weird intro again for Dan. Here it is. It's Dan, the board game man. Hi, Dan.
Play Stairway to Heaven. Freebird.
Oh, what's Katy up, Perry. Boys? I'm sure she knows some Grateful Dead. We're fine. How are you?
All right, man. Hope you guys had a great holiday.
Well, that was all right. The fourth came, went, you know, did stuff, hung out, family, whatnot. It was all right. It's okay.
Stuff is always good, man. Stuff is better than not stuff.
That's true. You're about to. Aren't you about to embark on some stuff? You're about to go to some cons and things.
Yeah, in a few weeks, we got Gen Con coming up.
Yeah.
So in a couple of weeks, I'll give you my rundown of the top 10 to buy, you know, in a quick fashion like I did last year. In about 4 minutes, I'll give you the top 10 to buy at Gen Con.
Ooh, so, nice. All right.
Because we try to do that. But that'll be in a couple weeks. Tonight, I've got in honor of the Grateful Dead, I've got a road trip ale from Sweetwater in India Pale Pilsner.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, sounds good. I've never liked the word Pilsner. It bothers me to say it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it has a very wussy connotation.
It does. It just sounds like, you've got yourself a Pilsner, do you?
Ugh. It's that weird L-N-S combination, Pilsner.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like it. Don't like it one bit.
I figure I'd do double duty tonight for you boys.
All right, double duty. I like double duty.
I got some apps for you.
Okay. Oh, really?
So, oh. Yep.
All right. All right. So today, we kind of mentioned in the past, but Splendor just released today. It's the board game with some of the nice chips. A very good, good family game, very light. Family game. It was up for the Spiel des Jahres last year. But it's $6.99 in the App Store. It actually looks fantastic. It's by the app is by Days of Wonder, who does really good. That's who does the Ticket to Ride app.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's funny. We just had that out last night.
Splendor. Oh, look at that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the game we talked about, right? Where it's like the, you guess the location.
No. What this is actually you've got to accumulate, when you get the different, cards in front of you using the chips on your turn, you can get either two chips of one color or one of I believe it's three different colors. I'm just trying to remember the rules. One of three different colors, and then you're able to get some of those cards. What those cards do is they'll either give you victory points, but they also give you discounts on other cards. So you're kind of chaining things together and getting the chips in order to get 15 victory points will win the game. Very light. It's mostly kind of like an exercise in the mechanics. It's fun, very fun,
cool.
Though. I mean,
yeah.
It's very light, very good family game.
I'm looking at it here.
Actually, one of my family's favorite games.
I want to pick that up. I think I meant to last time I heard about it and then forgot about it, but today I don't forget about it.
It is beautiful, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And the game itself, the tabletop game, has these kind of like poker chips on it, which a lot of people say is the only reason why it's popular. But, I mean, it just adds to a very light, good, fun game.
Yeah, it's also, for once, a European tabletop game that isn't $9,000. It's only $30. That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, but you can get the app for $7.
Oh, that's even
better. Yeah, $7 is kind of that borderline price. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of would wait for a sale, but it does look really good, and they have such a good track record for apps. That company.
I feel like they were one of the first that kind of did it right. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, so I got a little faith in that.
They also put out, like I said, a Ticket to Ride app, and they're also the guys that did Small World. So, I mean, they've put out some very quality apps.
How is it for a game you can play on your own?
I haven't played the app yet, but I'm assuming that, you know, since the game kind of plays almost like multiplayer solitaire anyway, there's not too much screw you except for getting in the way. Mm-hmm. So playing by yourself is probably pretty easy to do.
I'm going to get it. I'm impulse buying it. I'm doing it.
They don't actually have multiplayer yet, but that is planned. So once that gets out, that'll be making a lot more fun too. I mean, as far as like over the internet multiplayer.
Here's the best part of what I'm doing. I just remembered that Nick has a $25 gift card on my iTunes account.
So you've spent $6-$7 of his $25?
Yep. Don't tell anyone, but Nick just bought me a new game. Yay!
There's also a new Magic the Gathering app was supposedly out today too, Magic Duels.
Oh yeah, I heard about this. A little more, it's free to play and a little more aimed at the Hearthstone crowd a bit.
Yeah, a little more hardcore as far as the
this is the thing that they talked about on at E3, right?
Yeah, that came out. Everyone was saying,
"Oh yeah, this looks a lot like Hearthstone."
That's right. They brought it up at. That you're thinking of. You're thinking of the new Elder Scrolls thing that's coming out.
Oh, you're right. Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
And that thing is Hearthstone as hell and back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not kidding anybody with that move.
Oh, this is gorgeous too. Look at that.
This is a cool game.
Oh yeah, they do a really good job with those apps too, and I'm hoping that they don't hide too much behind a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
But. But those games, they do pretty quality every year as far as putting new things into there.
That's free. Scott, I'm impulse buying this. It's free. I'm impulse buying it.
Buy it, Brian. Go crazy. Just do it. Hit go. Everything will be fine.
Make sure you have enough money in your account first.
Yeah, I think the thing is, do I have enough space on my iPad? I need to clear off some junk.
Yeah, I have that problem lately.
I got to figure out how to get rid of old chats, because apparently that's taking up 1.5 gigabytes on my iPad.
What?
Yes.
It's insane how things, just random things, take up all that space and you don't realize. It's like, how did I fill up 16 gigabytes with nothing?
I'm desirous to remove that. I want to do that now. How the hell do you? Well, we don't have to do it now because Dan's here, but I want to do that. Yeah, that's really
then
annoying.
I lose the history of everything I've told people, and I can't take a screenshot and say, here's when I told you.
Wow. All right. Anyway. So there it is.
One last app.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't Starve is supposed to be coming to the iPad. Should have been out today.
It's supposed to be today. Yeah, my kids are freaking out. They're so excited.
So I hadn't seen it, but I figured you probably already knew about that. But
Klee Games, they make, for those who don't know, Mark of the Ninja, and they made those two Shank games, and they made Don't Starve, and they also made this new game I really like called Invisible Ink, which is a fantastic little strategy stealth game on the PC. They just make amazing experiences, and their art style is kind of rad, and they're just great. I don't think they've made a bad game, really. Mm. And this Don't Starve is a huge hit on PC, Mac, PS4, Xbox. The fact that it's on iPad now is kind of ridiculous, and I think that's great. So.
Oh, I remember Don't Starve. Yeah, I remember seeing you did a watch me play on YouTube.
Yeah, I think I did. I wasn't very good at it, as always. These survival games, they elude me a little bit. But it is one of those. I mean, it's a game you're trying to survive in. But their take on it and decision to go with like this top-down, almost Diablo-style interface with this art style that's completely different than DayZ or something else out there that is a quote-unquote survival game is really refreshing. That's a fantastic game, and people should probably give it a look on iPad and Android.
I'm getting it. I'm impulse buying it right now.
It's a good game, dude. You should do it. All three of us buying stuff we shouldn't get.
Yep,
that's right.
Brian's was free. Ours cost money.
I spent the least. Yeah. Wait till this weekend. I have to buy a deck of cards.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
I also, Ibbot, I got to play Abyss this weekend, two-player. I hadn't played a two-player before, so I just wanted to let you know that it works very well. I played it with the wife, and she loved it.
Oh, cool. I found a great video. After we talked last week, found a great video online of... couple people playing it on YouTube, like a here's how to play it kind of thing, and they do a really good job of showing you. And it's a two-player; they played it as two-player as well. Mm-hmm. And God, I can't wait to play it. Looks like
it's fantastic. And I can just give me a holler one night if you want me to teach you. It'll take me about 5 minutes to teach you over Skype. So just give me a holler. And of course, my wife beat me, so
should I? Can I have?
I'm
her
not
teach
that
me?
Good at it, but at least
how
I
long
can
would teach it take for me to have her jump on Skype and teach me?
And there's an expansion coming out later this year, so that's something to look forward to. It's not going to be out maybe in time for Essen, but maybe after Essen. One more news before we get into an actual game. Cult Express, we mentioned this one in the past. This one had the little cardboard train, where it's kind of like a train heist game. Cult Express, where you're playing the cards, you're kind of programming your action. I'm not sure if you guys remember
Cult
that.
Cult Express.
Yes, Cult Express. It won the Spiel des Jahres this week.
You're saying Cult Express with a U. I'm finding Cult Express with an O.
With an O, I'm sorry, yeah. my accent kind of gets in the way.
Freaking dude, the Long Island is long, man.
Yeah. Bunch of cultists on this train? Is that what's going on?
Well, it's funny because everybody down here in the South, they say the word pen and pin are the same word.
Oh, yeah.
Can I have a pen?
Yeah, what? Pin what and pen. I think we do that pen. Here. I think we do pin and pen here as well. I think that gets mixed up in where we live. And we also have the crayon problem with crayons.
Oh,
people
yeah,
say crayon. Give me a box of crayons.
Yeah. This looks like you could play it with those with that game where you flick things at the Cowboys we talked about
flick
last week.
Yeah. flick them up with Cult Express. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good little smash up. But winning the Spiel des Jahres is a big deal. I mean, I don't think any Spiel winner has sold anywhere less than 500,000 more copies or something crazy like that. So that's a big deal in Germany. That's the big German awards that come out every year. So congrats to it. And I'm really happy that it won over.
Oh, yeah, we did. We talked about this on a previous segment with you. Now I'm seeing the photos. I totally remember this.
Yeah. It's Spiel des Jahres. How do you say it? Spiel de what?
Spiel des Jahres.
That's the award?
Yeah, or the SDJ.
Is that a dude? Is that a man?
You know, I think it's game of year in German.
Okay.
I don't know what Jahres. Is Jahres the year?
Because I know they're really into this stuff over there, and I assume that was like, the man who brought us the very first ticket to ride. It's named after him or something.
Wait, so Spiel is game, so... The director's name is Gameberg.
That's right.
Steven Gameberg.
Steven Gameberg. Spielbergo. Well, fantastic. Man, what a lineup, man.
Totally. Yep.
I've got
you
my work cut out
for me. You
made
us all buy something today, so good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to play that card game tonight, and I'll report back on how the app is.
Yeah, definitely. Let me know what you think. I'm hoping that it gets multiplayer, and then once they get that, then I'll definitely let you guys. We'll play some asynchronous, turn by turn.
In the past, like with Ticket to Ride, they started with single player and then they added it. So it seems like it's a likely thing for them to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just a programming and probably just one of those things that they just kind of add after the fact. They just wanted to get it out. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to make it look pretty and work.
Yeah.
And then just get all the, because sometimes the networking with because they wanted to put it out, because actually this is something that's new with board games. They're starting to put it out with Steam as well as iOS and Android.
Yeah.
So playing a game like this on Steam, they have to be going towards that multiplayer market.
I agree. By the way, your job going to Gen Con is to kick Len Peralta in the shins, and his job is to kick you in the shins since you're both not here. That's just your job.
Peralta's going to is he taking that Geek a Week thing as a game?
I don't think maybe. Oh yeah, they did make it a game, didn't they, or something? So they probably are. That's probably why Gen Con.
Go hit him up and play it.
Yeah, give him a little crap for us. Will you? That'd be great.
Scott and I are in the game, so you can win us.
Yeah, when you play our card, all bets are off.
Nice. Are you gonna feel a little tingling in the back of your neck when I play your card?
Something like that. Yes.
I feel it now. I don't know what you're doing, but I feel it. Dan, is always fun to hang out. Let's play some Heroes sometime before you leave.
Absolutely.
The tournament's in full swing, but there's always room for some extra stuff. We could have used your heels the other night, although we just destroyed those guys. What am I saying? We just completely
annihilated
them.
I gotta get on to some quick match. I haven't been around. Maybe a little bit later, I'll find you guys.
We literally ate their souls the other night. Dan, the game board man, he's at Geek Jock Blog on Twitter. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, check out the Geek All-Stars. We've just put up a little new format we went with for a show, 15-minute power hour, where we had four 15-minute segments. We had four different topics and just talked 15 minutes flat and went with it. Everybody that normally listens to our show said that they only got about a quarter of our download because we're not usually anywhere less than 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So they weren't used to the little over an hour segments.
Wow.
And it was a fun little show to do. But yeah, check that out. And we're going to get out a nice little show next week, but I'll save that for the Twitters to check it out.
That sounds all right.
Thanks, boys.
Stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you later. Bye now. He looked like the Flash tonight.
He did.
The Flash.
The Flash even. Kind of like a Sheldon Cooper who likes board games.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to put it. You guys have sent us your questions via AskTMS on Twitter. On Twitter, that's what you use. AskTMS is the hashtag. You send us your questions all week. It's a TMS PM exclusive. And here's your theme.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Whoops.
That guy on Twitter lied.
There you go. I had to play that. Here's a question from John. We'll do a bunch of these here. It says, what would you both do if a large feral cat attacked? Love the show. So if a large feral cat, we assume when he says large, I'm going to say the size of a big dog.
Sure.
And we're attacked by this feral beast. What do you do, Brian? How do you react? Let's say you and I are together, actually. Let's say we're in an alley and we're...
Oh, well then, so I don't have to outrun the cat. I just have to outrun you.
Yeah, you got to get away from me so that I'm the meat for the cat.
I think you're going to outrun me, and I'm going to be a much tastier treat for that feral cat.
Yeah, you'll be yummy.
I think I would stick my foot out and try and kick it with my shoe if it attacked.
I would yell at it and scream at it. Sometimes you can really freak an animal by matching their vocal thing and staring them in the eye. So I think that's how we'd handle it.
An interesting question. I hope he's not. I hope he wasn't in any danger when he sent it. And he actually was hoping for a much quicker response.
Yeah, good point. Peter Fisher wrote, if Armageddon happens over the weekend, will Nerdtacular still happen? Probably not. It depends on what your definition of Armageddon is. I mean, if it's the complete destruction of human life to the degree that all services and functioning whatever doesn't work anymore, it's not like we can go, well, phew, that was rough. I'm sorry about everyone having their problems and all the death and the mayhem and the war and stuff. But see you in Snowbird, everybody, next week. It'll be great.
But on the other hand, if it's just a bunch of A-list celebrities going into space and landing on a comet, on a meteor,
Then we're fine. Yeah.
A rogue asteroid. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll still have it.
We'll have a few laughs. Wrong movie.
That's why I'm holding off on writing trivia questions, just in case there's an apocalypse just in case there's Armageddon.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Alex Turner wrote in. I like this one. Preferred future, self-driving cars, Johnny Cab style, or tube network Futurama style?
Oh.
So now that you and I, here's the weird bit about this question, then at least we should mention this. Both these technologies in some form are being created. Elon Musk has his eye on that tube network. It's not the same as just your body flying through a tube, but he has a plan for a long distance tube travel network that would involve little pods in the tube in California to start with, and he's serious about it. So he's putting a bunch of money into that. And then, of course, Google, Apple, and everybody else and their dog are making self-driving cars right now.
Right.
So we kind of have both things in the works. So when we answer this, we're not answering some hypothetical, goofball science fiction pie in the sky thing. We're actually answering something that in the next 20 years could be the norm. So knowing that, Brian, how do you answer it?
I think I prefer the self-driving car. And here's why. If we saw what happened with United Airlines and New York Stock Exchange yesterday.
Yeah.
If something were to go down, I'd much rather be in a car with an airbag than trapped inside a pod, inside a little tube somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Everybody with claustrophobia unite. Brian is right about this. You're dead right. I don't want to be in that tube if it all goes down.
No. Sure, the Johnny Cab might crash. It also might just stop, period.
Yeah.
But that tube, if that thing just stops, flat out stops,
What
are you going to do? Like, it's not like you can open the door of the pod if the tube is the same size as the pod.
Yeah,
right?
I have real questions about that. Actually, the way the tube thing would work for me is if you sedated me safely for the entire trip. Because otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah.
I need to be
asleep.
Which
one gets me to Vegas faster? I think I'd much rather still have the Johnny Cab.
Well, speaking of Bruce Willis, didn't in Fifth Element, that's what happened in that cruise ship, right? As soon as he laid down, he went to sleep because the thing went bzzz and he went out.
Yeah, that's less like a tube and more like a capsule hotel in Tokyo.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm saying is if they go tube or even self-driving car, that's an option I wouldn't mind because you're not having to drive, so just knock me out.
Yeah, but I mean, think of all the stuff I could get done. I could have a regular work day while Johnny Cab drives my butt to Vegas for the weekend.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
10 hours, dude.
10 hours.
But what do you do? Tell Johnny Cab to pull over because you got to pee or whatever? I guess you do.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I imagine Johnny Cab's got to get some gas at some point.
What if his arm transforms into a long tube and he reaches around the back and says, here, pee in this?
Well, sure.
You're all right with that?
The first time.
Okay. Yeah. Wouldn't be the first cab driver to let me pee down his tube. all right, Brian, here we go. Oh, no, we've done that before. Let's not do that one. Let's do, we just talked about board games. Okay, how about this? Okay, here's a good one for Brian. Alex Turner says, Brian, which would you prefer? 2 weeks in Japan or 2 weeks in Vegas? And again, in both cases, all expenses paid either way. And let's say you couldn't go to either one ever again. That's the point.
Oh, geez, really?
Yeah, yeah, because then now you got to pick what you love the most.
Oh, man.
And, and if you do one, you can't do the other either. And it's not like you can go, well, since I can never go to Japan again, I'll do this 2 weeks in Japan, but I can always go to Vegas. It's not like that. You can't go to either again. You got to choose.
Wow. I think I'd probably go back to Japan. I really, really liked it. I mean, I don't think that the only difference to me between Japan and Vegas is just the fact that it's cheaper for me to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of different stuff to see in both places.
Yeah.
But Japan, I feel like there is so much more that I wanted to do and check out in Japan. And another 2 weeks out there, good Lord. Well, here you go. All expenses paid. That makes all that stuff so much easier, right?
Yeah, I would agree. Plus, that would mean 2 weeks is a long good time. You know, you can do a lot in 2 weeks.
I think anything over 5 days in Vegas for me is, even if all expenses are paid, I just get bored with that place. I'd want to go home. I'd want to get out of there.
Yeah, I don't. My limit right now is about three.
Yeah.
You get me more than three and I'm like, okay, let's get the hell out
of here. Well, I figure, you know, five if I go see a couple shows, if have some great meals, things that just keep me away from the craps table, because really, you know, 3 days of craps table would probably do me in, but spreading that out with a little bit of other entertainment.
Sure.
But
we Vegas. All love Vegas.
I mean, I'm sorry, Japan.
Yeah,
Japan.
I think I would. I only spent a day in Japan, but I think I would answer that the same. Mm-hmm. Although I want business class, please. I don't want to do coach.
Yeah, no kidding.
Coach sucks.
Well, coach on the Dreamliner, I'll take that again. Fine.
Did you get up and move around a lot
on the plane?
Yeah.
Twice. And it was just because Tina offered to take the middle seat so that I could stick my leg out on the aisle and kind of stretch it out.
I had two friends get that embolism thing on a plane to Japan.
God, really?
Yeah. Two of them.
Scary.
Well, I mean, you would have known by now, but.
Well, of course. Yeah.
But
no,
yeah.
Both of the long flights, I got up twice and once went to the bathroom and then just another time just kind of walked up and down the aisle to stretch my legs.
Nice. Here's another question. Let's see. Scott, if you had to lose either your sense of sight or hearing, which would you choose? I would choose to lose my hearing. Because so much of what I do is, so much of what I do is hearing too, though.
Mm-hmm. It basically means, are you going to focus on your podcasting for the rest of your life or focus on your art for the rest of your life?
Well, the only upside of the sight staying is that I can still see everything I need to do. Even if I lose if I lost my sight and I could still podcast, I can't really see anything. So am I running it still? Do I have to have people around me running everything? Like, I don't know. Either of these sucks. I don't want either of these options. Brian, how about you? Which would you rather lose?
I'd give up my sight before I gave up my hearing.
Yeah.
I could get by a lot easier hearing than I could seeing and not being able to hear.
I could see you being a pretty upbeat, positive dude in a chair who can't see anymore.
In a chair?
Like in a chair on a porch telling me stories and you're blind. I can totally see that for some reason.
I'm not going to confine myself to a chair on a porch. I'm moving, shaking, going places.
Right on.
Blind.
I'm having
my Johnny Cab drive me to Milwaukee.
Milwaukee Johnny Cab. All right, here's one. Abraxo says, why do you always hang up on Daryl without saying goodbye, but everyone else gets a farewell? Because Daryl's usually annoying us with a question that we're pissed we got wrong.
Daryl's usually going, kah, kah, kah.
Yeah, it's kind of a tradition. It's not like a...
And to be fair, he's misled if he thinks that you give everybody else a goodbye.
Yeah.
They may hear you saying goodbye to me, but you've hung up like a seconds before you say goodbye to me.
I am known for this.
Right. No, and I like it because it keeps us from those, all right, well, goodbye. I hope you have a good day. All right, okay.
And
all right.
I hate those.
You hang up first. No, I didn't hang up first.
I hate those. I hate that feeling.
Me too.
And I do it with everyone in my life. I hang up with my mom that way. I hang up on my wife that way when I'm talking to her on the phone. I'm just like, all right, see you. And I'll hang up. And I can hear him going, no, bye, bye. I'm like out of there. I can't help it.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, how about this? Dave Fuller says, what TV character crossover would you like to see? He says he would personally like to see Mike Ehrmantraut and Boyd Crowder meet.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
For me, it would be... Oh, man, that's a hard question, actually.
Let's see.
Okay, I know. I want to see a crossover episode where Raylan Givens has to help the sheriff from Longmire solve a case. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I could get into
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What would you do? I'd like to see...
Sheriff Longmire, I guess is his name.
John Locke.
Okay.
Hanging out with Tony Soprano.
Oh, wow. Whoa, that's a weird idea.
I was thinking Walter White at first, but actually, you know what? I'm going to go back to Walter White.
Okay.
John Locke hanging out with Walter White.
Oh, okay. That's interesting too. Both of those are kind of fascinating if you think about it. We don't get that anymore. They used to do that a lot in the 70s. They don't do that anymore.
Right.
It's not really a thing. Final one. Let's see. Oh, Mark Richards, you're speaking my language. He says, if HBO did a reboot of Gunsmoke, who would you cast? And he says, Christina Hendricks as Miss Kitty is a given. I kind of agree.
Wow.
So if you are familiar with that show at all, it's basically Marshall Dillon and then his little helper man. I forgot his name. And then Kitty. And that's pretty much it. They just solve a lot of crime around Dodge. I don't know. I feel like you don't need to make Gunsmoke again because you've got other shows that are basically Gunsmoke. I just mentioned two of them. Longmire and Justify were basically Gunsmoke in a weird modern way.
Yeah, kind of. Right.
I mean, if you're asking for a good old-fashioned Western to come back, I am all in. Bring those on because I love them.
I think you go the whole nine yards and you get Nathan Fillion as...
Oh, I take Nathan Fillion, sure.
Or Fillion as Marshall Dillon.
Oh, do you want to hear my terrible Firefly joke? And it may give something away to something. You know what? It's been long enough. It was 2005 since the movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I can tell this joke. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me make sure I don't say it wrong. In the Firefly universe, how do the Reavers keep their harpoons clean?
Okay, I know the answer, but I'm not going to say because I want you to tell the punchline.
They run them through the wash.
Very good. It was going to contain the word wash, just based on your prediction of your spoiler-free fear, but I didn't know it was going to go like that. Yeah, very good.
Pretty good. Here's somebody sent you a video. I don't know why. Let's play this. Some Japanese video. Meatball Mandu! All right. Okay, so apparently that is...
Is that Puffy AmiYumi?
I don't know who the girls are, but there's a dude in it with a mustache wearing schoolgirl clothes. Let me skip ahead. Yeah, some white guy with a beard and ponytails.
Wow, and he's doing the whole Scream thing.
Yeah, he's doing Screamo. I am sure he's someone I'm supposed to know, but I don't know who this is. Well, anyway.
Interesting. All right.
Thank you for that. Thank you all for your questions. Hashtag AskTMS is the place to do it.
I'll have to click that link and watch that video. Was that an AskTMS thing?
It is. It was hashtagged as such, so I don't know why it was in there. And I think your name was in it.
Yep, I'm sure.
Keep those going all week. We'll talk about them on the show. We love them. Thanks so much. And that's going to do it for us. Patreon.com/TMS is the reason we even have a fifth show a week. So if you like this, whether you get it at home on Fridays or you listen to it live just now, the only reason it exists is because people help us out at patreon.com/TMS. So go over there, check it out. Thank you all who have supported us. Consider doing that if you haven't. And if you can't, just tell your friends about the show. We love you guys too. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. 801-471-0462 is our phone number. I can't believe the goat's in there still. Email us, themorningstream@gmail.com on Twitter. Morningstream, Scott Johnson, Coverville. I'm going to go kill the PM template and get rid of the goat. All right. Never will that bug me again. And now, I guess that's it. Do you have anything else? Are we good? I think that's it.
Good. I think everybody is heading to Comic-Con. Have a great time out there. Tweet lots, send lots of awesome pictures, and go visit Inked Ideas and check out the new album from Andrew Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Called Live from the Cantina, a Star Wars jazz tribute.
Yep. Say hi to Veronica, although she's not there very long. She's maybe there, not even a whole day. So, but if you see her, say hi. Tell her we said hello. I guess that's it. New instance tomorrow, a new current geek tomorrow. We have Joey Image and Justin Robert Young on.
Oh, wow.
Wrestlers, man.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be super WWE.
It's going to be a beard-heavy current geek.
Yeah. What else? That's it. I think that's it. All right, let's get out of here. Brian, let's go out with a tune.
All right. Jonathan wrote in, listening to your metric talk in episode 824 and your understandable favoritism towards it. This brought to mind one of my favorite songs from a little-known artist named Atom and His Package. Atom and His Package. The song is entitled... Huh?
It's really Atom and His Package?
Yeah, that's really the name of the band.
All right.
The song is entitled Lord, It's Hard to Be Happy When You're Not Using the Metric System. I realize there's probably no cover to this song. However, if you're able to play the actual song, that would be super too. Atom and His Package is a fun band. Really, it's just a boy and his synthesizer, and it's a great gift to give to those in the Frog Pants Network. I'd settle for the Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch song instead if you cannot get the rights to play
the Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
Sorry, go ahead.
Thanks for all you do, Jonathan. I just got to be ready. Like when you say or when I say that, I got to know that you're on top of it.
I know. I'm a little sporadic, but I think I've got that system worked out now. So
you are. By the way, when I was looking for this song on Amazon, I got to say, Atom and His Package have some of the best song titles I've ever read. For example, this song called Dear Adam, You Don't Want Children, Love Adam.
What the heck? Really?
Here's a great title. I am downright amazed at what I can destroy with just a hammer.
Wow. I'm looking at the official site now, and also the official site is freaky.
The Palestinians are not the same thing as the Rebel Alliance, jackass.
Wow.
It's a song title.
That's fantastic.
Pumping Iron for Enya.
Also, this site was... meant to look like 1993, dude. This is really great. I'm in love. Very cool. I'm in love.
Anarchy means I litter. These are great. These are great song titles.
Nice.
Well, here's the funny thing. I did find a cover of Lord, It's Hard to Be Happy with... what's the name of it? It's Lord, It's Hard to Be Happy When You're Not Using the Metric System. It is by MC Lars, who we've actually played on this very show, from a 2009 album... called This Gigantic Robot Kills. Here is MC Lars in a cover of Atom and His Package. And Lord, it's hard to be happy when you're not using the metric system.
We know we can win. I weigh 170 pounds, it's not- That song is awesome.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Pulsar, the ultimate man of adventure.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.